Bring greetings this morning in Christ's name, and a welcome to everyone that is here. I'm glad some of the home folks are here, because it'd be pretty empty with just Abigail and Ryan here. So thank you others for coming. But thank you for coming as well. Last night, I was studying for a message, and it didn't seem like I was getting anywhere. It didn't come. And this morning, it kind of, a complete new subject was on my mind and heart, so I feel kind of a little bit unprepared, and yet we'll give what I have. And the title, again, I'm not sure exactly what to give it, but I finally came up with Effective Witnesses for Christ. Effective Witnesses for Christ. Turn to Mark chapter 1. And we'll read a couple verses there. And then we'll jump over to Luke chapter 8. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Later I want to come back and give you the backdrop of these stories. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. There came a leper unto him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. Now verse 44 is the charge that he gave him, and he saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Verse 45a, he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter. Now we'll stop there for just a little bit. Turn over to Luke chapter 8. Verse 26 through 32. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? He said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountains, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Verse 38. And now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return into thine own house, and show how great things God hath done thee. And he went his way, published throughout the land, the whole city, how great things Jesus had done unto him. Now again, we'll stop, stop reading there. These are two stories of two men that were healed. The one Jesus said, don't go out and tell others. And the other he said, go out and publish it. Now, we all desire to be used of God. We all desire to be used of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to help him in sharing the good news of the gospel to a lost and dying world. Both of these men were healed. Both were given direction. Both were told what to do. But neither man was told why. Which of these two men glorified God the most? Anyone? Come on, somebody.
The one that obeyed.
The one that obeyed. That's right. So this morning, I would like to look at the results of their lack of or their faithfulness, the lack of faithfulness or their faithfulness in carefully following the directives of Jesus Christ. Now, let's go back and read the whole story. Mark chapter 1. We're going to start reading in verse 32. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, cast out many devils, suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out, departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Now notice verse 36. No, man, I can't see. It's 38. And he saith unto them, let us go into the next towns that I might preach there also, for therefore came I forth. Verse 39, he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. There came a leper unto him, beseeching and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter. Now notice the next line. Insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in the desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. In verse 38, Jesus specifically mentioned his calling to preach the gospel to the people. If we go back to Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, this is what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now going to the story there in Mark, Jesus told this man, don't tell anybody. Before that, he had said, we want to go from city to city. I want to preach the gospel of Jesus, the good news of the gospel. That was his calling. In the way, he met this man that had leprosy, and the leper came to him and said, will you make me clean? And Jesus immediately said, yes, I will do that. He reached out, touched him, and cleansed him. Now, who of us would think in our minds that this wonderful news needs to be suppressed? Jesus cleansing our hearts, Jesus making us whole, giving us new life, taking away our sin, taking away the leprosy of sin. Jesus said, don't tell anybody. He didn't say why. He just said, don't tell anybody, but go show yourself to the priest. Go do what I command you, and you will be cleansed. Well, he was cleansed already. But by the man proclaiming this news, this man telling the people, it says he published it much and to blaze it abroad. Now, I don't know what you think of the phrase blaze it abroad, but I could just imagine that it just, wherever he went, he just had a crowd of people. He gathered a crowd of people around him and said, this is what the Lord did for me. And it got to the point where Jesus could not openly enter into the city that he wanted to go to because there was too many, it doesn't say why. But he could not go to the cities of Galilee anymore openly to preach the gospel. So in a way, this man's testimony, this man's blazing it abroad, this man's disobedience, if you will, hindered the work of Jesus. Now, I've never thought of it in that way. That sometimes we can get to the point there are much talking, are much willingness to give our testimony can hinder the work of God. And yet, this is what happened here. The work of Jesus was hindered. His ministry was hindered. He couldn't preach to the cities in Galilee anymore because of this man. Again, I would like to ask us, who of us wouldn't want to tell this story? Who of us wouldn't want to give our testimony? I don't know, was the reason that he couldn't preach anymore because of the crowd of people around him that were drowning, their cries for help, their cries for healing was drowning out his message? I don't know. But somehow this testimony, this disobedience of this man hindered the work of Jesus. You know, how many times have we spoken up when we should have been quiet? You know, maybe our testimony distracted from the work that God wanted to do in the lives of those people that we're ministering to. If we'd have just been quiet, God could have worked. Maybe we were uncomfortable with the silence that was between us. You know, maybe this is not something that we struggle with, that we are so eager to share our testimony. Maybe the struggle is the one in Luke 8. You know, when the Holy Spirit tells us to be quiet, let's be quiet and listen. He wants to do a work that he doesn't need our help. You know, this man in Mark 1 was to let his life, his actions of obedience, give testimony to the grace of God at work in his life. That was his calling. to let the his life speak of the marvelous work that God has done in his life. You know, God is most glorified when we simply obey his instructions. Now let's go back to Luke chapter 8. We'll look at the other side of the story. We'll read from 26 through 40. All the verses this time. And they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. Now remember, Jesus was in Galilee for the first man. Now he's in Gadarene. He couldn't preach in all the cities of Galilee, so he left, obviously. When he went forth to land, when he stepped off his boat, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time. He wore no clothes, he was naked. He neither abode in any house but in the tombs. He was in the cemetery, that's where he stayed. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. This man was in terrible shape. This man he was an outcast. He wore no clothes. He didn't have a home. He dwelt in the tombs, and no man could tame him. As I understand it, he was bound with chains and fetters, and he broke those by the power of the devil. Broke these chains, superhuman strength. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion." Because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountains. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man, entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and were choked. They that fed them saw what was done. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. In other words, these people now spread it abroad. Then these people went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. So there was a lot of talking going on here. The people went out, they found this man sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was clothed and in his right mind, and they had also heard how that the devils had gone out of this man, how he was healed, how these devils had gone into this herd of pigs, and they ran violently down the over the cliff and into the water and were drowned. Verse 37, then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought Jesus to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. So these people now, they saw this miracle. They saw this miracle of the man healed and clothed and in his right mind. and they heard how the pigs were drowned. They probably saw these pigs floating out in the water. I don't know. But there was evidence there. And they feared God. And they were so afraid that they just asked Jesus just to leave the country. Just leave. We fear your presence. Now verse 38. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, return to thine own home, return unto thy own house, and show how great things God hath done unto thee. He went his way, published throughout the whole city how great things God, Jesus had done unto him. Verse 40, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. What a miraculous story. A miraculous healing. A miraculous healing of a man that was possessed with devils under the demonic powers of demons. He was clothed in his right mind. He went back to the city and told the people all that Jesus Christ had done for him. Because Christ told him to do this. You know, this man wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to go be with Jesus. He wanted to go with him across the water, wherever Jesus went. But Jesus said, no, don't do that. You go back, you share your testimony. You tell the people what happened. The first man, he said, don't tell anybody. This time he said, go and tell. In obedience, the man went. He told his people how great God is. Because of his life and his testimony, the next time Jesus traveled through the area, what does it say? Verse 40? It came to pass that when Jesus was returned, that the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. They gladly received Jesus Christ because of the testimony of the healed man. So again, I'd like to ask the question, which of these two men brought the most glory to God? Obviously, the one in Luke 8. And why? Why did that bring most glory to God? What was the result of their obedience? The people turned to him. The first time they... What happened? I'm having a mind blank here. The first time Jesus' work was hindered. He couldn't preach to the cities that he wanted to. The second time the people were there and were gladly received him because they were waiting for him. Because this man was obedient. The one disregarded Jesus' direction, the other obeyed him. So which one of these two describes our life? Are we willing to talk when Jesus tells us to talk? Are we willing to be quiet when Jesus tells us to be quiet? You know, sometimes it's pretty hard to understand or to grasp what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us. And yet, I think we all have came to the point sometime in our life that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, was nudging us to say something. Nudging us to give a testimony of the wonderful works of Christ. Be it ever so simple. Just reminding people that of God. I would imagine that there's also times that we probably said something and later wish we wouldn't have. Again, are we willing to be quiet when Christ tells us to be quiet? Are we willing to give our testimony when called upon to do so? You know, many times we think God can and will be glorified when we speak for him. And, you know, if the direction of the Holy Spirit is there to nudge us to speak for him, he is glorified, yes. But at times he may want our life to speak for him, not our words. Just live the godly life. And our life of obedience will speak for him, and that's all what God desires. That's what he wants of us. So this morning, I would like to just pause and give you opportunity. Maybe you have a testimony of times that you spoke when you should have been quiet, or possibly you didn't speak when you should have. What is your testimony in this area? Does anyone have a testimony, an experience that really stands out to you? Or do you have a testimony? I can definitely identify with you on that one. When you work in the public, there's many, many opportunities to hear bad language. Anyone else? Thank you, George. Anyone else? There was another one. Appreciated that. You know, we may never know if Christ's ministry is hindered by our lack of speaking or by our speaking. And yet, if we're sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you know, as a couple of you mentioned about the thing of you were nudged by, you felt like you should, I think that's the Holy Spirit speaking. You know, when we feel that nudge, when we feel that need to speak, let's speak. And I take that challenge to myself because, I don't know, my personal wants to shut up and be quiet and not really say too much. And yet, God at times ask us to speak. May we speak. But then there's others that would probably, their tendency is to speak a lot. Like, you know, there's a brother, not here, but I've heard one brother talk about this other brother in another state, and he said his brother speak much because he talks all the time. You know, maybe that type of a person needs to be reined in. And God is saying, don't speak so much. You're hindering my work. And yet, people like me that don't want to speak, say anything, he's pushing forward and saying, speak. So let's be sensitive to the Spirit of God, what he's trying to tell us. Maybe we need to be quiet and just let our life speak. You know, our lives speak tremendously, tremendous loud. And sometimes we have to use words. But we bring most glory to to God when we live in obedience to Him. I would like to read Luke 8, 38 and 39 again. Now the man of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return unto thine own house, and show how great things God hath done to thee. And he went his way, published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. And it came to pass, when Jesus was returned, that the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And in Mark, again, back to Mark chapter 1. Verse 44. See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. We bring most glory to God when we're living in a sensitive obedience to the Holy Spirit's direction as we live for Christ. Isaiah 61:3 B. Or verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Let's kneel for prayer.